And while we're on the subject of debt, back here in Australia, it's crunch time for the owners of Channel 9. They're meeting bankers today to ask for more time to pay off debts of more than $2.7 billion. Analysts predict that they'll get short shrift, which means the company is one step closer to a crisis not seen since the days when entrepreneur Alan Bond took Nine to the brink of financial ruin. Peter Lloyd reports.
Channel 9 offers a lot of sizzle.
2011, the most exciting new shows, biggest laughs.
But the business is in trouble. Debts total $3.66 billion. Deja vu? Think back to the early 90s, says shareholder activist Stephen Mayne.
Yeah, in the early 1990s, all three networks were owned by the banks, and then obviously, ultimately, Channel 7 was floated by the banks, and then Kerry Stokes did a share market raid and got control. Channel 9 was bought back by Kerry Packer, who paid in the end something around sort of $800 to $900 million to buy back Channel 9 from the banks. And equally, Channel 10, Malcolm Turnbull was the advisor. It was bought by the Canadians, Izzy Asper, in 1992, and then ultimately floated, and he made more than $1 billion on that investment. So these things come and go, and ultimately they're profitable businesses. So sometimes the owners get into trouble because they borrow too much money.
That, in hindsight, seems to be the problem besetting Channel 9. A few weeks ago, the rival media owner Channel 7's Kerry Stokes was predicting that within a year, the business would be owned by the banks. Media analyst Roger Coleman from CCZ Equities says there's simply been too many lean years in the business cycle for the owners of Nine, CVC Entertainment Group.
It's essentially CVC's got to cop it. There's no other way out other than to refloat and re-gear it bare without being able to bludge off anybody else's balance sheet.
Nine's looking to get the lenders to give it more time to pay off debt today. Is that likely to happen?
Well, no. It's 2013 is debt due date, but you'll normally try and get things done beforehand. Now, with the increasing economic uncertainty, you want to bed things down pretty fast. Now, if you look at the mechanics of Nine, it earned last year $415 million EBITDA, supporting $3.6 billion worth of debt. They've got one, what you call unrelated asset they can still sell, Ticketek, and a very small Acer Arena one in Sydney. But 9MSN is central to the group, so you just can't separate that. So the magazine, the portal, and the television stations essentially have to stay together, right? Now the bankers have got to work out what the value is if they try and float it in the market, which is one choice. And on our assessment, using an interest cover of 4x, they are going to get no equity back, and the lenders have to take a 10% haircut.
So did Nine's backers pay too much at the outset, or are they just badly managed?
No, 2006 was a good year. 2007, leftover good year. Then we had the GFC. We've had a one-year recovery, and since then, media stocks have headed south.
In general, the media business is suffering lately. Revenues are weak, the internet is gobbling up ads, content and customers. Stephen Mayne again.
Fairfax shares have fallen from more than $5 to less than $1 because the value of their newspapers has gone through the floor. News Limited is trying to cut 15 to 20% from its cost base on newspapers in Australia. So anything which is printed around the world has been smashed by the internet as advertising moves online and circulation and sales fall. But clearly there's just too much debt sitting on the PBL Media's books. So CVC, the private equity owners, probably will lose control. Banks will take over and they may try and float the business, break it up, sell it off to try and recover as much of their $3.7 billion in debt as possible.
Stephen Mayne, the shareholder activist, ending that report by Peter Lloyd.